Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A teenager has pleaded guilty over the unlawful killing of a Perth woman and he'll face a sentencing hearing next month. A lump of concrete struck the victim, who was 5 months pregnant at the time, as she sat in a car outside a shopping centre in Carrawarra. The 30-year-old and her unborn baby died several days later. Police believe a bushfire which posed a threat to five Perth suburbs is the work of an arsonist. Parts of North Beach, Kareen, Karrinup, Marmion and Watermans Bay were on high alert yesterday. The fire destroyed 6.5 hectares of land around the Star Swamp Reserve. Detective Senior Constable Jacinta Steer says they need public help to catch the firebug.
Naturally, there's going to be a massive community and public concern, especially when you have got things like schools in close proximity and also a number of residential properties in addition to commercial properties.
Poor management and understaffing have been blamed for a serious assault at Hakea Prison. Three officers have allegedly been attacked by an inmate, including a woman who was lifted off her feet and thrown to the ground. The state opposition is applying extra pressure for a royal commission into issues at the Perth Mint. Leader Shane Love has now written to the Prime Minister to launch an inquiry, claiming Premier Mark McGowan is compromised.
We need to get to the bottom of what's been going on. We need to restore confidence in the Perth Mint. The way to do that is for the Prime Minister to support this call and instigate a royal commission.
To sport, Australia was 3 for 107 in the 20th over a short time ago against India in the third one-dayer in Chennai. In footy, the GWS Giants will head to Perth full of confidence after their opening round win over Adelaide. Coach Adam Kingsley says their match against West Coast on Sunday is a chance to continue to build.
I think it'll just continue to build our belief in around the summer that we've had.
And Adelaide is set to fight Shane McAdam's three-match ban for a heavy bump on Giants player Jacob Ware. They'll face the appeals board tomorrow.